Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Okay, guys, so today we're going to talk about how to do what's called a kidney detox flush. So many people detoxify their colon, their liver, but they really don't focus on the kidney. And the kidney filters out a tremendous amount of waste through the body. So basically what the kidney does is it filters the blood. It recycles a lot of the different nutrients, but it gets rid of the waste. All right, you're going to be using three different vegetables: parsley, dandelion greens, and celery. You can either juice them, you can blend the powder, you can get an actual powder of each one of these and just blend it together as a shake, or you can consume them as a whole plant in a salad raw. All right, so why would you use parsley? Parsley is extremely nutrient dense. It has vitamin C, vitamin A. Even though it's a precursor to the active vitamin A, it still has a lot of different types of what's called carotenoids, which are phytonutrients. And it contains a natural chemical called apigenin, which is really good to lower uric acid levels in the body. It's also a diuretic, so it flushes fluid out of the body. That excessive amount of fluid that people are holding, parsley can actually help flush that out. Okay, then we have dandelion greens. This is really good for the liver. And by the way, all three of these are good for the entire body, but they're especially good for the kidney. It can also decrease uric acid levels. It acts as a diuretic, provides for a lot of other nutrients. Celery, it can also decrease uric acid, act as a diuretic. It actually, a lot of times I recommend it for blood pressure to help people lower their stress levels, help them go to sleep at night. It has a lot of things. So there's really four things that these three ingredients will provide. Number one, it helps flush out the things that turn into kidney stones, high levels of uric acid, as well as oxalate stones. They will also help pull out the toxins and detoxify because they're loaded with certain types of enzymes that help support that process. Number two, provide tons of phytonutrients, which will lower something called oxidative stress. And by doing that, you will help reduce inflammation and protect the cells against the toxic environment. The kidneys are very sensitive to chemicals in the environment and pesticides, insecticides, and all that. Number three, increase urine flow. Now, for men over the age of 50, a lot of times they have a prostate problem. And when the prostate enlarges, it can obstruct the flow of urine, and then the urine starts backing up into the kidney and you have congested kidney. And you can even see it on certain diagnostic testing where you have the kidneys and these little things called the ureters, they're dilated, they're enlarging because the fluid is not going through because the prostate's obstructing that. And so when that happens, you get a buildup of a lot of urine and waste in the kidneys and it can't flush out. And men typically take certain type of flow agents and medications to increase the flow, when in fact they can do this as a natural way to increase the urine flow and remove some of this waste. And then number four, in addition to the phytonutrients, we have a lot of vitamins, we have a lot of minerals, a lot of trace minerals, which will also protect the kidney and help heal the kidney. And like I said before, the three different ways you can do this is in your salad, or as a powder, or as an actual juice. All right, so now let's talk about the quantity. If you're doing it as a salad, what you'd want to do is create a salad of, let's say, 3, maybe 4 cups of equal amounts of these three right here. Okay, and you would consume that every day for 3 to 4 days, every 2 months. If you're doing it as a powder, you can actually buy these online and have about 2.5 grams of each in a shake, and you just drink that down. Now, if you want to do it as a fresh juice, you would actually take these three ingredients, an equal mixture that would normally make up the salad, 3 cups, and just juice them and drink the juice. And again, you'd want to do this for 3 to 4 days, every couple of months, and of course, more frequently, if you actually have a problem with your kidney. Oh, and one last little point about this. If you have advanced kidney disease, if you're on dialysis, if you have an actual disease with the kidney, check with your doctor because they may not let you do this because it could provide too much potassium, in which case that could become a problem. So just check with your doctor before doing this cleanse. All right, see you later. Hey guys, I'm not sure if you have my app yet, Dr. Berg app. It's totally free. You should download it. Okay, this is what it looks like. You click it. It gives you all sorts of great resources. I have all my YouTube videos on this app, okay? And it's regularly uploading the most recent ones. All the YouTube videos are also converted to audio versions, okay? So you can use it when you're walking, exercising, driving your car. I have a mini course on there. I'll be putting additional courses. I have a lot of recipes on there. This is new. And also PDF resources. So there's various downloads, PDFs that you can get as well. And if you wouldn't mind, after you download it, check it out, give me your unbiased review and tell me how you like it. I want to know. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.